堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，我是伟伟。今天商业英语课程第一次和大家见面，在今后一年里，我们要学习商贸业务中的英语交流能力。参加主持节目的还有编写商业英语的专家 Lynn Lougheed 博士。在今天的时间里，一位记者要跟咨询顾问 Tate 女士讨论咨询顾问的作用。咨询顾问 Consultant 拼法是C-O-N-S-U-L-T-A-N-T。 在这套节目里，我们要和一家咨询公司合作，它的名称是 Tate Associates。 Tate 是 T-A-T-E， Associates 拼法是 A-S-S-O-C-I-A-T-ES。这家咨询公司取名 Tate Associates 是因为它的创办和主持人是 Miss Tate。 这位记者要写一篇有关全球性咨询公司的报道，我们马上要听到他在采访 Miss Tate， 因为 Tate Associates 从两个办公室扩展到目前在全球各地设有90多个办公室。促使他们扩展的原因是公司需要打进各地市场的渠道，进入某地的通道或者机会，用英文来表达就是 access， A-C-C-E-S-S， access。 好，我们来听听记者和 Miss Tate 说些什么，看看你能不能找到这个问题的答案。 Tate Associates是什么样的咨询公司？
Tate Associates is a global consulting firm, right?
That's right. A few years ago, we had just 2 offices. Now we're up to 90.
Why so many, so fast?
We had to.To be a global player, we needed access to local markets. A local office gives us access to these markets.
So local companies come to you.
They come to us and ask, what do I do now?
In what areas?
Oh, you name it. Accounting, computers, all areas.
So you consult in all areas?
We consult wherever there's a need. And if there isn't a need, we create one.
他们刚才的谈话里有几个词都和 consult 这个词有点关系，我们再听一遍，把他们找出来。
Ms. Tate is a consultant. She consults with clients. She works for a consulting firm.
大家找到了吗？ Consult 是动词咨询，它的动名词或者现在分词是 consulting， 但是 consultant是具体名词咨询顾问。现在请大家试着从这几个单词中选用合适的来回答问题，然后对照一下我们的答案。
What kind of a firm is Tate Associates?
It's a consulting firm.
What does Ms. Tate do with her clients?
She consults with them.
What does Ms. Tate do for a living?
She's a consultant.
刚才这位记者还这样问 Ms. Tate.
Tate Associates is a global consulting firm, right?
这里的附加问句 right 常常用来求证对方的意见，看看发问人的说法想法是否正确。除了 right 这种说法以外，还有几种类似的说法。
Isn't that true?
Correct. Right.
现在我们练习使用这几种附加问句，先仔细地听一句话，然后采用附加问句来求证自己所说的是否确实。我们先听个例子。
I consult in all areas.
You consult in all areas, right?
当然你也可以这样说。
You consult in all areas, correct?
请大家一起学说求证对方意见的话。听了对方告诉你的事情以后，你马上向他求证你听到的话对不对，然后再参考我们提供的应答。请注意，我们的应答并不是唯一正确的说法。
We needed access to local markets.
You needed access to local markets, right? You needed access to local markets, isn't that true?
刚才说过 ，Tate Associates 是全球性的咨询公司。换句话说，他们的咨询业务遍及世界各地，全球的、世界的，英文是 global，G-L-O-B-A-L，global。我们来听包含 global 这个词的几句话吧。
You're a global consulting firm.
We wanted to be a global player.
You have access to global markets.
We work in the global marketplace.
Today's economy is a global economy.
不知刚才各位有没有听到 Tate Associates 在有需要咨询的方面提供服务，在对咨询服务没有特别需求的地方，他们也会加以引导，使产生需要。引发需求是开拓市场的策略，这是 Tate Associates 业务蒸蒸日上的诀窍。我们再听一遍这几句话。
We consult wherever there's a need.And if the need isn't there, we create one.
So you consult in all areas.
We consult wherever there's a need. And if the need isn't there, we create one.
我们再听一次记者和 Ms. Tate 说的话，看你能不能回答这个问题了。Tate Associates 是什么样的咨询公司？
Tate Associates is a global consulting firm, right?
That's right. A few years ago, we had just 2 offices. Now we're up to 90.
Why so many, so fast?
We had to. To be a global player, we needed access to local markets. A local office gives us access to these markets.
So local companies come to you.
They come to us and ask, what do I do now?
In what areas?
Oh, you name it. Accounting, computers, all areas.
So you consult in all areas?
We consult wherever there's a need. And if there isn't a need, we create one.
现在请大家回答这个问题。答完以后参照一下我们提供的答案。
What kind of a consulting firm is Tate Associates?
A global consulting firm.
Ms. Tate 继续接受采访，她告诉记者 ，Tate Associates 擅长的一项工作是会计服务，这是公司业务的核心。核心英文是 core，C-O-R-E，core。但是 ，Ms. Tate 认为她手下的咨询顾问们还是策划人，通过他们遍及全球的联络网，他们能帮助顾客跟上全球经济发展的步伐。联络网或者关系网的英文是 network, N-E-T-W-O-R-K, network. 我们继续听他们的讨论吧。边听边思考这个问题，什么是 Tate Associates 的两项专长？
Specifically, though, what are your strengths?
The core of our business is accounting. We provide accounting services for many of our clients.
You're more than bookkeepers.
Of course, we're planners. We help our clients keep pace with the global economy.
Having offices around the globe helps.
We can say to our clients, we have access. We know people.My friend in Tokyo, my friend in Washington, my friend in Beijing.
So your network is another of your strengths.
Yes. Our global network is a major strength.
Ms. Tate 起先笼统地说明了她作为咨询顾问的工作内容。我们再听一遍她刚才说过的一句话。
You name it. Accounting, computers, all areas.
但是记者却要求他说的具体一些。他这样说
Specifically though, what are your strengths?
The core of our business is accounting. We provide accounting services for many of our clients.
他问，然而什么是你们的专长呢？或者说你们特别擅长于什么呢？ Strength 这个词在这儿的特定意义是专长或者特长。这句话里用了副词though 来转换话题，表示他正把谈话从笼统引向具体。 Ms. Tate 告诉记者，他们业务的核心是会计工作，专门记录账目的会计是簿记会计，英文称为 bookkeeper， B-O-O-K-K-E-E-P-E-R bookkeeper， 这是个复合词，其中的 book 在这儿特指账本或者账目，所以 bookkeeper 意思是记账员或者簿记。但是 Ms. Tate 告诉记者，他的工作人员不仅是记账员，而且还是策划员，他们能帮助顾客跟上全球经济发展的步伐。他用短语 keep pace with 意思是跟上发展的步伐。我们再听听这几句话。
You're more than bookkeepers.
Of course, we're plannersWe help our clients keep pace with the global economy.
Having offices around the globe helps.
Tate Associates 能帮助世界各地的顾客，因为他们在全球各地设有办公室，他们遍及各处的关系网，有利于他们开展工作，这就是他们的长处之一。我们再听一遍这几句话。
We can say to our clients, we have access, we know people.My friend in Tokyo, my friend in Washington, my friend in Beijing.
So your network is another of your strengths?
Yes. Our global network is a major strength.
Network, 关系网，是个商界常用的词汇。它的含义是有熟人好办事儿。商界人士在一起参加业务会议的时候，往往花不少时间来认识人、建立关系。They spend a lot of time networking.这句话里的 networking 是动词形式了，表示进行认识人、建立关系的活动。让我们再听一遍这段话，看看你能回答这个问题吗？ Tate 咨询公司的两大专长是什么？
Specifically though, what are your strengths?
The core of our business is accounting.We provide accounting services for many of our clients.
You're more than bookkeepers.
Of course, we're planners. We help our clients keep pace with the global economy.
Having offices around the globe helps.
We can say to our clients, we have access. We know people. My friend in Tokyo, my friend in Washington, my friend in Beijing.
So your network is another of your strengths.
Yes.Our global network is a major strength.
现在请大家回答这个问题，然后对照一下我们的回答。
What are the two strengths of Tate Associates?
Accounting and networking.
Ms. Tate 接着解释作为咨询人员必备的三个特长。首先，对地方文化传统得敏感，就是 be sensitive to local culture。其中 sensitive 这个词的拼法是 S-E-N-S-I-T-I-V-E。其次，必须客观。客观的英文是 objective, O-B-J-E-C-T-I-V-E, objective。第三是得干练。干练用英文来表达就是 competent, C-O-M-P-E-T-E-N-T, competent。我们接着听 Ms. Tate 和记者的谈话吧，边听边想这个问题。咨询公司的雇员被说成是什么样的人才？
Global networking isn't easy.
For us, it is easy. All of our employees speak several languages.
So they're sensitive to local cultures.
They're sensitive and they're objective.
Objectivity is a...
It's a necessity for consultants. You have to be objective or you can't do your job.
So, sensitivity and objectivity are the major strengths of your employees, correct?
Correct. But let me add, competent. My employees are very, very good at their jobs.
In sum, then, your employees are sensitive, objective, and competent.
That sums it up nicely.
这段话里有一个跟形容词 objective 好像非常近似的词，名词 objectivity， 它的拼法是 objectivity， 它其实是 objective 加上后缀 ity 构成的，而 objective 要是加上后缀 ly 就构成副词 objectively。刚才听到的话里有两个词似乎也非常近似，这就是 sensitive 加后缀 ity 构成名词 sensitivity， 它的拼法是 s-e-n-s-i-t-i-v-i-t-y sensitivity。 最后记者把他们谈的 Tate Associates 公司里的咨询顾问的特长归纳了一下，他用短语 in sum表示总之，这个说法比较口语化，而比较正式的说法是 in summary。 我们再听一遍这句话。
In sum then, your employees are sensitive, objective, and competent.
接着 Ms. Tate 以类似的说法来应答，她这样说。
That sums it up nicely.
Ms. Tate 说的是 sum up。 In sum 和 sum up往往用来预示谈话的结束。我们再听一遍刚才这段谈话，思考一下怎么回答这个问题。 Tate 咨询公司的雇员被说成是什么样的人才？
Global networking isn't easy.
For us, it is easy. All of our employees speak several languages.
So they're sensitive to local cultures.
They're sensitive and they're objective.
Objectivity is a...
It's a necessity for consultants. You have to be objective or you can't do your job.
So, sensitivity and objectivity are the major strengths of your employees, correct?
Correct. But let me add, competent. My employees are very, very good at their jobs.
In sum, then, your employees are sensitive, objective, and competent.
That sums it up nicely.
现在请大家回答这个问题，然后听听我们的回答作为参考。
How are Tate's employees described?
Sensitive, objective, and competent.
接下来请大家从头至尾再听一遍 Ms. Tate 接受记者采访的谈话。
Tate Associates is a global consulting firm, right?
That's right. A few years ago, we had just 2 offices. Now we're up to 90.
Why so many, so fast?
We had to. To be a global player, we needed access to local markets. A local office gives us access to these markets.
So local companies come to you.
They come to us and ask, what do I do now?
In what areas?
Oh, you name it. Accounting, computers, all areas.
So you consult in all areas?
We consult wherever there's a need. And if there isn't a need, we create one.
Specifically, though, what are your strengths?
The core of our business is accounting. We provide accounting services for many of our clients.
You're more than bookkeepers.
Of course. We're planners. We help our clients keep pace with the global economy.
Having offices around the globe helps.
We can say to our clients, we have access. We know people. My friend in Tokyo, my friend in Washington, my friend in Beijing.
So your network is another of your strengths.
Yes. Our global network is a major strength.
Global networking isn't easy.
For us, it is easy. All of our employees speak several languages.
So they're sensitive to local cultures.
They're sensitive and they're objective.
Objectivity is a...
It's a necessity for consultants. You have to be objective or you can't do your job.
So sensitivity and objectivity are the major strengths of your employees, correct?
Correct. But let me add competent. My employees are very, very good at their jobs.
In sum, then, your employees are sensitive, objective, and competent.
That sums it up nicely.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。从事贸易不只是谈生意，聊天也是建立和调节人际关系的方式。每个人有自己的兴趣和向往，个人的经历也各不相同。想跟人聊聊日常琐事是人情之常。我们今天聊天的话题是表示感激。刚才 Miss Tate 接受了记者的采访，我们来听听他们谈话结束以后记者跟他说什么。
Miss Tate, I want to thank you for meeting with me today.
It was my pleasure. I was glad to have the opportunity to brag about my company.
最常用来表示感谢的话是 thank you。你可以具体地说出为了什么事情而感谢对方，请听这几个例子。
I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for waiting.
他们都用了这样的句型 I want to thank you for. 请大家一起练习用这样的句型向别人表示感谢。你先听一句话，说对方为你做了什么，请你马上为这个事儿向他表示感谢，然后对照一下我们的应答。先给大家一个例子。
I came to meet you.
I want to thank you for coming.
接下来请大家按照刚才听到的对答方式一起练习怎么样为对方做的事儿向他表示感谢。
I listen to you.
I want to thank you for listening.I waited for you.
I want to thank you for waiting.
听到别人向你道谢，你该怎么得体的应答呢？一般就是表示自己是乐意这样做的。你可以用像 It was my pleasure. I was glad. I was happy. I enjoyed. 这一类的词句。我们听几个例子。
It was my pleasure. I was glad to come.I enjoyed being here.
现在请大家听了对方向你表示感激的话以后做出适当的应答，然后听听我们提出的应答作为参考，当然这不是唯一正确的答案。
I want to thank you for talking with me.
It was my pleasure.
I want to thank you for coming.
I was glad to come
I want to thank you for being here.
I enjoyed being here.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
听众朋友，这一次的会谈时间就到这儿。Dr. Lockheed 和我欢迎各位再来参加会谈。
下一次我们要谈一家公司怎么样发展业务。我是伟伟，节目的主持人。这个节目由 Dr. Lockheed 编写，严华编辑，伟伟改编，博明导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。